It's lunchtime, and more than a dozen scientists and forest managers are sitting on a rocky overlook inside Heil Valley Ranch in Boulder. Senior resource specialist for Boulder County, Chad Julian, looks to the north, showing the group a recent prescribed burn that he managed. He uses the most noticeable feature on the horizon as a reference point.
If you look where the smoke plume is on the High Park fire right now, and come down vertically straight from that, you can start to see a different green tint there. And
it's a surreal moment for this group, many of whom are so-called dendrochronologists who study tree rings to understand climate and fire activity. They're collaborating with people like Julian to find out what historical forests look like. The idea of the so-called Front Range Forest Restoration Program is to help lessen the impacts of future fires.
We're not going to fireproof these stands. I think everybody in this group understands that concept. But we want to change the intensity and the behavior as those fires do come through these stands.
Most scientists who study forest health believe that the power and scope of recent fires like High Park are the result of a century of suppressing forest fires. And that's translated into forests that look different from centuries ago. Understanding exactly what those forests look like is a painstaking manual process that starts with tree coring.
And actually, that sound indicates that you're on the other side of Pith.
Lead researcher Peter Brown kneels on the ground, twisting clockwise a thin T-shaped metal tool into a ponderosa pine. He's trying to get as close to the pith, or the center, as possible to get a good sample.
It doesn't have to go in all the way. Usually there's about a quarter inch that sticks out. Put it in right side up. That's critical. Now you back it off 360 degrees. That breaks the core free.
Which Brown extracts and puts into a thin paper tube to take back to the lab and analyze. He says this small of a sample won't hurt the tree.
I always equate it to us getting a hypodermic needle in us. It probably stings for a little bit. But the tree actually has some pretty good defensive mechanisms.
For example, the ponderosa pine have resin that will fill up the hole in 3 to 4 days. Dendrochronologists like Brown spend a lot of time measuring plot areas, always a specific size and chosen at random within the landscape. After each sample is analyzed, they add up to data points that ultimately tell the forest story.
As we're looking at how often fire occurred, when fire occurred, how large fires were, and then how that relates to both the climate history, other histories from around the Front Range, forest histories, and then, of course, a human history in the Front Range as well.
Tony Ching is a CSU professor and head of the Colorado Forest Restoration Institute in Fort Collins. He says other states like Arizona have already done this work. Scientists in Colorado want to paint a similar picture, which translates into tree coring up and down the Front Range.
This effort is really trying to create that network from north to south, as well as from lower elevation to kind of the higher elevation. So, you know, around 7,000 feet up to 8,500 feet to that upper zone.
Researchers like Ching are especially interested in returning to plots that they already cored in Young's Gulch, which is inside the current High Park fire burn area. Previous samples show that some forests there were historically less dense.
For me, you know, I want to get into the field and really find out, you know, under what conditions could thinning and forest active restoration practices, could that have changed the fire? I don't know.
Meantime, at Heil Valley Ranch, resource specialist Chad Julian says current restoration plans will make this densely populated area of ponderosa pines look very different over the next year. For starters, there will be larger openings between stands of trees. Ideally, that will stop a wildfire from spreading quickly. Long term, Julian hopes data from the Front Range Restoration Program will give him even more ideas.
We're being very aggressive with our restoration in ponderosa pine, but I'm probably only managing for the middle. I'd like to be able to manage for the extremes on both ends, as well as the middle, to have that complete mosaic.
It's a mosaic that will require upkeep, which takes time and money. But as more people move into Colorado's mountainous areas, the payoff could be priceless. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.